Our next way of classifying is in terms of the toxicity of that hazardous substance. Our toxic substance then will be hazardous because of some sort of detrimental effect either on a tissue type or an organ or a biochemical process. To reduce the toxicity of our substance, we can carry out the toxicity characteristic leaching procedure. Now, your textbook has got quite a bit on wastes. The classic book on this is Manahan. Okay, so he does a lot of stuff on waste. So the TCLP then is a sequential process which tests the amount of organic and inorganic toxins that are present in a liquid waste, a solid waste, or a biphasic waste. Now biphasic wastes are the classic where you've got both a solid and a liquid then present. So for a solid, for a biphasic waste, the first thing is separate the solid out. If you've then got your clean solid, you then grind it so you've got a high surface area so it's reactive. You then use an extraction procedure. The extraction procedure for the organics then is you take that finely ground solid, you extract it with an acetate buffer. If the pH of the solution when you mix that solid with water is less than 5, if your solution then is basic, you react it simply with acetic acid. The analysis then of that extract is for toxic volatile organics, semi-volatiles, and metals. So a semi-volatile then is something that you can put into a GC. VOC obviously is very volatile, so it'll work well in a GC. And then the non-VOCs are the ones that are going to go into your HPLC. So a semi-VOC would be something like DDT. So DDT then is not a liquid, doesn't have a high vapor pressure, but it does have a melting point, and as a result, it's a semi-volatile organic compound. Your metals then, what sort of method would you use for analysis for metals? Yeah, one of your